we are all being encouraged to use the commodities as a big part of our financial planning and stability, and we should be educated in how that industry is regulated. If we are going to place large money in these accounts and place a lot of trust in these brokers, we need to know what our recourse is if them gentlemen happen to fail us or if the process fails us. And that's one of the cases that I'm trying to bring to your attention, because I went through that process and was very much alarmed in how it works specifically with you as an individual. When I filed a complaint with their organization, they are regulated by their own organization, their own membership, and I thought that would be a fair revenue. But they would not even look at my paperwork or my correspondence with my broker, and they would not speak with me. They simply go talk to the broker as kind of a good old boy, protect your own kind of a process, and if they like his story, that's the end of their regulation. And I could not even see what the broker told the regulators. I don't know whether the broker brought up some kind of version that was contrary to the truth, or whether they just said, hey, that's okay, you've been a good broker for a long time, big part of our industry. Maybe if you buy lunch, we can go off and visit. Nobody ever know what happened here, because nobody's going to know what you told me, and nobody's going to know the version of it. That's kind of what I'm trying to bring to you. You know, gentlemen, as farmers, we're very proactive about fixing the fence if we think there's a hole in it. And I think there's a hole in the way this process works for you as an individual. And maybe your son or your daughter that are involved in the farming operation and use this industry as a big part of their financial stability and planning would need to know that they're effectively regulated. I'm just calling for this industry to be regulated in a fair, effective, adequate, and transparent way. I think there's enough regulation and process in place, but I think the people that enforce it need to be more proactive to listen to the clientele that uses it.
The reauthorization of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission is being considered by Congress here. You think something ought to be put into there?
Yes, you know, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission is the actual agency of the government that oversees that industry, but they have authorized the NFA, the National Futures Association, to be the self-regulators of that association. And I think that we need to call for to make sure that the CFTC adequately sees that the NFA does their job. And if they don't do their job, that they're held accountable to it. Here in Iowa, we had a big situation a couple years ago with Paragon and MF Global. A lot of farmers got hurt in the MF Global and the Paragon situation. I don't believe the regulators were ever held responsible for not doing their duties to make sure that them cases occurred. And that's wrong. I really think that's wrong. I think that if somebody that fails you, that you trust to be fair and effective for you, fails, that they should be held accountable.
Is the ag commodities business different from the stocks and bonds issues?
Totally different from the stocks and bonds. The stocks and bonds, the brokers, I understand, are regulated locally. They're regulated at the state level. They're licensed state level. Commodity brokers are not, the way I understand it. And speaking with our Attorney General's office here in Iowa, he believes he has no authority over whether the NFA does their job and commodity brokers do their job. He believes it's a government issue, except it doesn't appear to be when you try to get information out of them. Like filing a Freedom of Information Act request on the NFA, they said they're not a government agency, so they don't have to respond, but yet kind of run an onion out of the veil. We just need to be educated in this regulatory process and trust that this is being done in a way that will serve our needs and protect our interests and be fair to everybody that uses the industry.